We're having a birthday party for Elvis.
Hi, this is Elvis Presley. I guess the first thing people want to know is why I can't stand still when I'm singing. Some people tap their feet, some people snap their fingers, and some people just sway back and forth. I just sort of do them all together, I guess. Singing rhythm and blues really knocks it out. I watch my audience and listen to them, and I know that we're all getting something out of our system, and none of us knows what it is. The important thing is that we're getting rid of it, and nobody's getting hurt.
Well, I heard the news. Life's good to rockin' tonight. Well, I heard the news. Life's good to rockin' tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby till as tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news. There's good to rockin' tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the barn. Don't you be afraid, I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news, there's good to rocking tonight.
Elvis Aaron Presley, born January 8, 1935, in Tupelo, Mississippi. Died 42 years later, August 16, 1977, in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Barrett Golding of Hearing Voices from NPR. Stay tuned for an hour with the King and his loyal subjects.
We're going to rock. Let's rock. Well, let's rock, 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 rock. We're going to rock all our blues away.
Nine, Kittery. Oop, 60. We'll take him.
Tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete.
My name is Chuck Denault. I am a law enforcement officer in the state of Maine, and one of my hobbies is impersonating Elvis.
Love me true, all my dreams fulfill.
He first started singing the songs around here in the station. Everybody thought he was a little whacked when he was going to get up and impersonate Elvis, but he did a really good job with it. Women love him.
Well, that is love me tender. Elvis was always wanted to be a cop. He was sworn in many police departments. He used to ride around with the Memphis Police Department on night shifts. There's been rumors where he was involved in drug busts. There were impersonators out there, and Elvis thought the world of them. Well, it's one of those things. You have to think that you're really him. You got to look at the picture and remember what he looks like, and you know, think about Memphis, Tennessee, and Vegas, and Hawaii, and talk like a Southern drawl, and get the mannerisms down right, and it just comes out. Well, a lot of people think that he did a lot of shaking and gyrating. He did that until he started putting on the jumpsuits. About the jumpsuit time, he converted from gyration, swiveling the hips and swiveling his legs to more karate moves. He was into karate big time. In fact, he was a second or third degree black belt. When I go and I see somebody's coming as Elvis and I'm on vacation or something and I go, first thing I want to see is a suit. And I've seen some crappy suits. I've seen people come out, they don't even suit. I've seen bands say, we're going to do a little tribute to Elvis. And I hang around for that whole 2 hours. They do their regular thing. And the guy flips his collar up, starts wiggling, pulls out a guitar and does three Elvis songs. Woo, what a tribute. You know, hey, thank you very much. Save it for somebody else.
Loved it. I'm so glad he's still alive.
Same here. He was fabulous.
He looked wonderful.
The suit was very nice. Needs a little stronger Velcro on the buckle, but it was good.
I thought it was a little tight, but he did very well in it.
I'm like 3 months older than he was when he died. You know, so that's a weird thing. Because when I was 16, 17 when he died. I couldn't believe it, you know. Boy, he was an old guy anyway. Now I'm 42, and it's like, you know, he wasn't so old.
Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
You know, I got aspirations. I want to do other things in life. But right now, I'm going to serve the people. I'll serve it wearing a badge. I like wearing a uniform. I like wearing the jumpsuits. It does the same thing. If you make people happy, things aren't as bad as they really are.
Hey, Chuck, you got me?
Nine, Kittery.
Hey, Kittery, nine.
I went down to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and I met Elvis's best friend, Charlie Hodge. Or as Elvis said, Charlie Hodge. And I let him review a lot of my material, and he took time right out when he found out I was a police officer. And when I left, he says, and he knew I did a lot of charities and stuff, and he told me that Elvis and the good Lord looking down on you, always keep up the good work. And it was really, that was a really good, that was a really good thing that he said to me. I felt kind of good about it.
Yeah, traffic,
because
I have something for you.
Yeah, what do you got?
Why can't you see me? What you do to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying.
Elvis loved gospel music. He auditioned for two male quartets in Memphis and didn't pass the audition. I finally ran into one of the guys that he auditioned in the first group for, and I said, "You mean Elvis didn't pass your audition?" He said, "No." I said, "You'd give him a part like you wanted him to sing second tenor, and before you knew it, he was trying to sing bass."
Who will Elijah? He saw a mighty number.
I'm moving
way up in the middle of the air.
He wanted to sing the pretty parts. And that's, if it had a lead that was pretty, he wanted to sing that. Well, of course, you can't do that in a group. But we've often wondered where in the world we'd be had he passed that audition, because then he wouldn't have gone on to become the artist that he was. And he might have just started singing in a quartet and started traveling with the quartet, and he'd have been one of the Blackwood Brothers.
Just a few weeks ago, a young man from Memphis, Tennessee, recorded a song on the Sun label, and in just a matter of a few weeks, that record has skyrocketed right up the charts. It's really doing good all over the country. He's only 19 years old. He has a new, distinctive style. Elvis Presley. Let's give him a nice hand. We've been singing his songs around here for weeks and weeks and weeks. Elvis, how are you this evening?
Just fine. How are you, sir?
You all geared up with your band?
I'm all
there
geared up.
So let us hear your songs.
Well, I'd like to say how happy we are to be down here. It's a real honor for us to get a chance to appear on the Louisiana Hayride. We're going to do a song for you. You got anything else to say, sir?
No, I'm ready.
We're going to do a song for you. We've got on Sun record. It goes something like this.
Why, that's all right, Mama. That's all right with you. That's all right, Mama, just a handy way to do it. That's all right. It's all right. That's all right, Mama, handy way to do. Well, now my mama, she done told me, Papa done told me too. Son, that guy you were fooling with, she ain't no good for you. But that's all right. It's all right. That's all right.
Elvis Presley, 1954, performing for the Louisiana Hayride. Officer Chuck Denault, the Elvis impersonator, was recorded by Adam Ellington of St. Louis Public Radio. And you heard Gordon Stoker of the Jordanaires, Elvis's backup singers. That interview is part of the Joyride Media Sony project, Elvis 75. You are hearing Voices, hosting a birthday party for the King.
I say I'm leaving town, baby. I'm leaving town for sure. One of them, you want to be bothered with me hanging round your door. But that's all right. It's all right. That's all right, mama. I need your loving. That's all right. That's all right, my mama. Any way you wanna do.
Rock and roll has been in for about 5 years. I'm not gonna sit here and say that it's gonna last because I don't know. But all I can say is that it's good, the people like it, it's selling. I don't mean mine, I mean rock and roll, but it might change. Like years ago when the Charleston was real popular, the vaudeville act, stuff like that, you could have told those people maybe that it was gonna die out and they wouldn't have believed you. Mm-hmm. But it's dead now, see? And maybe 4 or 5 years from now, well, rock and roll will be dead.
Wop, bobble, wop, lop, bam, boom, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy, tutti frutti, oh Rudy. Wop, bobble, wop, lop, bam, boom. I got a gal named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a gal named Sue.
Just the King.
The King.
He's the King.
The King of music.
King. He is the King.
He's the King. He's great. I love him.
He's the King.
He will always be the King, no matter what.
I think he's a good, clean fellow.
I have been to his home many times. Touched the gate and everything. That just turns me on just to do that. What's he going to do when I watch him tonight? They've got an ambulance waiting by.
If he said, come along, let's go, I wouldn't look back.
Imagine he'd still be as good-looking as he always was, just older.
Yes, I was in love with him.
Oh, he's such a sexy person.
I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
He's great.
I've got a daughter about 12 years old, and I've talked about Elvis and about how great he was when I was growing up. She has no idea who the man is. And I think a kid can't grow up without knowing who Elvis Presley is.
Retired people, and all ages come to see him, I think.
Oh, I'm so nervous, I can't stand it. He's so special and everything, and he's the best-looking guy in the world.
This is about my 28th concert since 1972.
Elvis means to me a legend.
I'm so excited, I could just, oh, I can't wait.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? Oh, Lord, Lord. I wonder. You know, someone said, the world's a stage and each must play a part. Oh, God. Oh, man, I tell you. Ooh, Lord. And I had no cause to doubt you. Swing it, baby. Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? That's it, man. 14 years went down the drain, boy, I'll tell you.
I heard some people laughing at Elvis, and they were laughing at Elvis in his sort of golden period.
I was thinking that night about Elvis. Did he die? Did he die?
I just got so sad. And I got really angry too, because I thought, well, they didn't understand what a tragic figure he is, really.
Just a country boy that combed his hair, put on a shirt his mother made, and went on the air, and he shook it like a chorus girl.
The poor guy, you know, really beat the machine. He beat everything. And then the poor guy had to sit around. And he had to move into his own obsolescence and watch it. Elvis's story and Elvis's timeline hooked up with John Henry's story in my mind, and how lucky he was that in his shining moment, when he beats the machine, he dies.
He was all alone in long decline, thinking how happy John Henry was, it fell down dying when he shook it and it rang like silver. He shook it and it shined like gold. He shook it and it beat that steam drill. Baby, well, bless my soul. Well, bless my soul. He shook it and it beat that steam drill. Baby, well, it bless my soul. What's wrong? I was thinking that night about Elvis. Day that he died. Day that he died. I was thinking that night about.
He's my number one singer of all time. Hope to name my kid after him someday. He keeps his political views to himself. I just love the guy. I mean, I know that sounds kind of weird, but I just love the guy, and I wish him many years of success.
I've gotten to know him in a way from seeing him on stage, and I would say he is religious to the point where, of course, he can't go to church like many other people can every week, but you can see by the way he sings a lot of these spiritual songs.
RC didn't want us to do religious songs, you know. They fought him on that.
Well, you may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Well, you know, he didn't. He wanted to do Peace in the Valley on the Ed Sullivan shows, and they said, no, we've never had a religious song on this show, and you're not going to sing one now. He said, look, I promised my mother that I'd sing Peace in the Valley for her, and I want to do it. But when Ed Sullivan got there, he said, Mr. Sullivan, I sure would like to sing Peace in the Valley for my mother. And Ed Sullivan looked at the producer and director, and he said, let this boy do what he wants to do. And because Elvis was just such a super nice guy, who could say no to him?
There'll be no sadness,
no sorrow, oh my Lord, and no trouble
I see.
There will be peace,
peace
in a valley for me.
One of the most special moments I'll never forget is 1964, and I'd been living at Graceland for a couple of weeks. One morning, I hear music upstairs, and I think, God, you know, somebody left the radio on or whatever, and I walk upstairs, and Elvis is sitting at the piano. Nobody up in the house. And singing You'll Never Walk Alone. It was so powerful, it scared me, because I thought, oh my God, I'm interrupting some great moment here. And he kind of looked up and just winked a little smile like it's cool and continued on his song, You'll Never Walk Alone.
That was Elvis's buddy, Jerry Schilling, and Gordon Stoker of the Jordanaires. Interviewed by Paul Chufo and Joshua Jackson of joyridemedia.com. There's more at elvis75.com. Singer Gillian Welch talked about her song Elvis Presley Blues with producer David Shulman of the series Musicians in Their Own Words. That's at ownwords.org.
JD. Well, that's all I do, folks.
Coming up, we move from Memphis Elvis to Vegas Elvis, and things get a whole lot weirder. That's in a minute on Hearing Voices.
Hearing Voices is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. And the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art. From NPR, this is HearingVoices.com.
Well, it's one for the money. Two for the show. Three to get ready. Now go get go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything.
Welcome back to Elvis Aaron Presley's on-air birthday party. You are hearing voices.
Hey, knock me down. Step on my face. Slander my name all over the place.
If insane rock was a music category, that's where you'd file the residents.
Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my own fruit jar.
In 1989, they recorded a kind of Elvis tribute album. Between bizarre cover songs, they told this story of the Baby King.
Once there was a baby, and the baby wanted to be king, because kings were good. And kings were strong. And kings were the best of everything. Would you like to be a king?
I would.
You would, huh?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, he worked and he worked and he worked so hard to be a king. And he never let go of it in his mind all the time. He kept thinking, I'm going to be king. I'm going to be king. I'm going to be king. But he was still a baby. Because really only babies want to be kings. Because no, not yet. He wasn't a king yet. But he wanted to be king. Because kings are good. And kings are strong. And kings are the best of everything. So a stranger came up to the baby. And a stranger said, follow me, and I'll make you a king. And he did. And the baby became a king. And for one real bright, shiny moment, he was happy.
My name's Linda Lee, and I live in Independence, Virginia. I'm on vacation. I went to Memphis to Graceland to see Elvis's home. I'm a maid at a motel. I save my pennies, dimes, nickels, everything we save all year so we can come.
My name is Anne Truss, and I live in a village called Wynarloes, very Welsh name, in Swansea, Wales. We've come 7,000 miles to Memphis. We saved for 3 years to afford to come over to America. And my daughter, my granddaughter, and myself, I've waited 40 years to go to Graceland since I was 13 years old, and we eventually made it.
My name is Heinz Wegerer. I'm from Bavaria, Germany, and I come to Memphis to see Graceland, home of Elvis, because I'm working on my diploma, and it's the topic Elvis Presley, from cult to religion.
Elvis Presley from cult to religion.
Yeah, that's the topic.
Oh, so the gates first, and the notes on the gates, and stomach started to churn, and hands got hot and sticky. And we saw the house, when my daughter and I were in tears, we just cried all the way around, touching things, knowing that he'd been in this house, in the kitchen, sat on the chairs, you just couldn't explain. It felt as if there was sort of somebody had punched you in the stomach and taken the breath from you.
Awesome. I just can't describe it. I was overcome with emotion, just crying. Just couldn't believe that I'd actually made it. It had been, nearly a lifetime's ambition for me. I never thought I'd get to see it.
It's just a great feeling. I can just feel him like he's there. I walk on the same ground he did, you know. Walking on the same floors and stuff he did, touching the same walls. It's just unreal to me.
Because Elvis was a real person, and he lived 40, 50 years ago, and they knew him. But, for example, Jesus lived about 2,000 years. They couldn't touch him, they couldn't speak to him. It is not a real person for them. And so it's more difficult to believe in Jesus than in Elvis.
Love me tender, love me sweet. Never let me go. You have made my life complete. And I love you so.
It was in Roanoke, Virginia, the early 70s, I think. And he was singing Love Me Tender. And he walked across the stage, and he would bend down and kiss people and put a scarf around their neck. And he kissed me and put a scarf around my neck. I didn't wash my face for a week.
I love you. And I always will.
Elvis was my idol. When I was growing up, I wouldn't listen to anybody else because nobody else could match up to him. Walked down the aisle to Love Me Tender when I got married. And when I got to the graveside, I mean, that was it then. It was just tears then. It was just overcome. Too much for me.
And will never part.
Some people say he's alive, and it's interesting to compare it to Jesus. So I do in my work, because Jesus was awakened 3 days after death, and now the rumors Elvis is not dead, he's alive. It's similar to Jesus, and that he was awakened from death, Elvis awakened from death, not dead. So it's kind of work too for me.
Well, I came down when he died, and I was one of the lucky ones that got in to see him in the coffin. And I just don't think that was Elvis, because I had seen clippings of him on TV in concert before he died, and he was Elvis was a lot heavier than that. He gained a lot of weight.
I'm still not convinced he's dead, mind you. I still think there's a doubt. A lot of things don't tie up, and I just hope he's somewhere around, having peace and quiet and watching us all.
I think maybe he bought him an island in Hawaii, because he loved Hawaii. Maybe he's just there.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a brighter summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart?
Okay. In German. Oh, the German text.
Bist du einsam heute Nacht? Wirklich einsam heute Nacht? Bist du traurig, dass alles so kalt?
But now I don't know the text anymore.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a brighter summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
You know who the king is?
Yeah.
Do you? Do you? Okay, we're going to talk about the king, but, you know, I've got a question first. Maybe you guys can help me with this question. And, you know, it's the king of what?
I don't know.
The king of what?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, if he was a king, he must have been king of something important, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he must have been king of something important. But king the king of what?
King of kings.
You think so? Well, caring is pretty important. You think he could have been the king of caring?
He could have been the king of happiness.
You think so? I don't know. Well, he didn't care very much about anything except being king, so he must not have been king of that. But you think maybe he was king of happiness?
Maybe.
Well, I don't know. Maybe so. But, you know, he really wasn't very happy. So he must not have been king of that. He must not have been king of happiness. So, I don't know. He was king of something, but king of what? I don't know. I don't know.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they call me the Chocolate Elvis, and I'm going to go along with this concert. I'm going into my brain now. Here's another Elvis. I've heard a whole lot of shaking. A whole lot of shaking. You notice I don't know all the words. I said, shake.
This is Tosca with Chocolate Elvis.
And you'll see why they call me the Chocolate Elvis.
You are hearing voices. Long Haul Productions rode the bus to Graceland and recorded those Elvis Presley pilgrims. The King's world was wide, wonderful, but a warning. For the rest of this hour, it gets weird. We've come to bury Elvis, not to praise him. Since we don't have Elvis in person, we're stuck with Elvis impersonators.
You can't play unless you can do Elvis. Can you do Elvis?
Elvis Everywhere, performed by the Cronus Quartet, a composition by Michael Dougherty.
Viva Las Vegas!
The tighter the jumpsuit you wear, the easier it is to hit those high notes, you know. Look away.
Ain't nothing but a...
Everybody's got a mama, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and everybody loves their mama.
Yeah.
You love your mama?
Yeah.
I do.
Do you?
A lot.
Good. Good. Well, he loved his mama so much. He loved his mama a lot more than anybody else. He loved his mama so much that he turned her into a Madonna. In his mind, she was Mama Madonna. Mama Madonna. But you know, sometimes... sooner or later, your mama's not going to be there, and, you know, someday you're going to have to take care of things yourself.
Yeah.
Someday. It's a long time, but someday.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened to him. and he didn't know what to do. So he went and he got up a little girl, and he worked and he built and he worked so hard to make her into a mama Madonna. But you know what happened?
What?
She turned into a woman. She turned into a woman. That's not what he wanted. That wasn't a mama Madonna. So she left. And then he was all alone. And he went to sleep. And he dreamed about his mama Madonna.
I was there one night, and he recorded "How Great Thou Art." At the end of that song, he had given it everything in his body and soul, and he just kind of went down to the ground on one knee and turned white. And he just kind of looked up, and he knew he had done something great. And he just, that little smile. And of course, that was his first Grammy. Is one of three, all for gospel music, never for rock and roll. I still get chills this moment, thinking of that moment.
How great thou art! How great thou art!
I come down here for every summer.
What are you doing?
I sing like Elvis and all that.
Yeah?
They made a lot of paper up by me because I sing like Elvis and all that. And I got about 10,000 fans all over the place.
What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
What?
What's your name?
What, my name? Norman?
It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time before I go back there. A matter of time, oh Lord, before I go home. It's a long way, I know. It's a long way, I know. And the going ain't easy. She'll see me again. It's a matter of time, she'll see me, I know. It's a matter of time.
Merry Christmas. I'm only 9 years old. Why, I wasn't even born when you brought the world rock and roll. But my brothers played your songs, and they taught me to sing too. So when I get to heaven, Elvis, maybe I can sing with you. I can almost hear us now, Elvis, singing Silent Night, away in a manger, and I saw the light. Really hurt me, Elvis, to see you go away. But I've got one consolation, that I'll see you someday. Until then, Elvis, I'll sing your songs, and just wish you were here. So Merry Christmas, Elvis, and a happy, happy New Year. Merry Christmas, Elvis, I love you so. Oh yes, Elvis, by the way, if you don't mind, I wish you'd tell Jesus I wish him a happy birthday.
Thank you.
bright, shiny moment, he was happy. Because kings were good, and kings were strong, and he was a king. Yeah. But then the stranger's path got darker and darker, and the baby lost his way. And the baby got old, and the baby got fat, and the baby didn't like himself too much anymore. And he died. Yeah. But we have to never forget. We have to never forget that he was a baby. And babies are good. And babies are strong. And babies are the best of everything.
And that was sad.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your many cards and letters and the flowers you sent to me and the family during our time of grief over the loss of my son, Elvis. I just wanted you to know that we did receive them all, and eventually we will get around to answering the majority of them. I'd like to thank CBS for allowing me this time to talk to you. And ladies and gentlemen, the picture you have just seen was the last live performance of Elvis on stage. Thank you for listening. God bless you. And goodbye.
Someone to love, something to look forward to, and something to do. And that was his philosophy of life. And he wrote that for me in 1972, actually.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bad, a little less bond.
Before I went to work for him, I thought this guy had everything. You know, I didn't think he probably had a sad moment in his life. But then when you live with somebody who is... has money, has reputation, good luck, everything else. Bottom line, and Elvis said this to me after I went to work for him, with success you might can do things a little nicer, but what life comes down to is family, friends, to share, and something to look forward to.
I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. I don't read them because they're all junk. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
I got something for your mind, your body, and your soul.
You are strung out. Rumors flying around. I got sick in the hospital. Well, I was. No, in this day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out. Strung out. By God, I'll tell you something, friend. I've never been strung out in my life. Except on music. On music. On music. On music. Except on music, on music, on music, on music. Strung out. Strung out. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm gonna break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch.
The Strung Out King. Go Home Productions mashup of Elvis with music by The Farm. The story of the Baby King comes from the Residents album, The King and I. Scott Carrier recorded Norman. That's the guy who sings like Elvis and all that. Michelle Cody sang Merry Christmas, Elvis.
Thank you very much.
Found that at 365 Days Project of Ubu.com. Elvis's friends Patty Perry and Jerry Schilling talked with Paul Chufo and Joshua Jackson of joyridemedia.com. More of those interviews are at elvis75.com. Long Haul Productions is online at longhaulpro.org.
I will pull your goddamn tongue out of the roof!
And I'm Barrett Golding of HearingVoices.com, leaving you with Mojo Nixon.
When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit of Elvis in each and every one of you out there. Let me tell you, well, Elvis is everywhere.
Thank you, man.
Hearing Voices is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art. Our producers are Scott Carrier, Ann Hepperman, Larry Massett, and Kara Oler. Our intern is Max Darum. Mix engineer is Robin Wise of SoundImagery.com. Executive producer is Barrett Golding. From NPR, National Public Radio, this is HearingVoices.com.